AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A report from the Inspector General of the Small Business Administration says more than $200 billion may have been stolen from two large coronavirus relief initiatives, the Paycheck Protection Program and the COVID-19 Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. The Supreme Court rejected a GOP argument in a North Carolina case that could have transformed U.S. elections. Deputy White House Press Secretary Olivia Dalton responded.
We're pleased that the Supreme Court rejected the extreme legal theory presented in this case, which would have interfered with state governments, which would have opened the door for politicians to undermine the will of the people, and would have threatened the freedom of all Americans to have their voices heard at the ballot box.
The court struck down a congressional districting plan as excessively partisan under state law. Republican presidential candidates Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump are in New Hampshire today. Trump says he's going after DeSantis because DeSantis is in second place.
Question is, when will he go to third place? Somebody said, how come you only attack him? I said, because he's in second place. Well, why don't you attack others? Because they're not in second place. But soon, I don't think he'll be in second place, so I'll be attacking somebody else.
Ron DeSantis promised to tear down Washington's traditional political power centers and secure the country's southern border, pledging to succeed where former President Trump failed. A court appearance was postponed for a Donald Trump valet who's charged with helping the former president hide classified documents that the Justice Department wanted. Drifting smoke from the ongoing wildfires across Canada is creating curtains of haze and raising air quality concerns throughout the Great Lakes region and in parts of the central and eastern parts of the U.S. The Biden administration announced it's sending up to $500 million in military aid to Ukraine, including more than 50 heavily armored vehicles and an infusion of missiles for air defense systems. This is AP News. The Supreme Court is making it more difficult to convict someone of making a threat, and that includes to a president or other elected officials.
The question the justices had to decide was whether prosecutors must show that a person being prosecuted for making a threat knew the behavior was threatening, or whether prosecutors have to only prove that a reasonable person would see it as threatening. The high court case involves a man who was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison in Colorado for sending threatening Facebook messages. The man's lawyers say he never intended his messages to be threatening. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the majority of the court that prosecutors have to show the defendant had some subjective understanding of the threatening nature of his statements. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Officials in Italy are vowing to punish a tourist who was filmed carving his name and that of his apparent girlfriend in the wall of the Colosseum in Rome. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.